Now, the ISIL Takfiri militants have for the first time confirmed to have captured and sold Izzati Kurdish women in Iraq's northern town of Sinjar. The ISIL has a magazine dubbed Dabiq, which is published in several languages, including English. In the latest issue, the Takfiri group says it captured and enslaved Izzati families after seizing Sinjar. The militants say they divided the women and children amongst themselves, and they're now selling them. The ISIL militants massacred hundreds of Izzatis when taking over Sinjar in August. Dozens more died of hunger while fleeing the ISIL advance. On Sunday, Human Rights Watch also said that is, the ISIL is holding hundreds of Izzati Kurds captive in Iraq and Syria. It also said the militants had forced some young women and teenage girls to marry them. Well, let's cross over to New York. Joining us via Skype is Dr. Nasir Al-Omari. He's a writer and political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Al-Omari. Now, there is this level of impunity when ISIL continues with its atrocities and massacres against the civilian populations of both Iraq and Syria. Many point out this is because no matter what the rhetoric is from the West, ISIL is sure of continued funding, support, and weaponry through which it can continue its massacres and boast about it in multilingual magazines.
Yes, isn't it amazing? And what is more amazing is how this ideology popped up all of a sudden, and they're talking about selling women and marrying young girls. I'm sure that didn't come about in the last couple of years. That that ideology came about from the Wahhabi sect, which is actively sending these Saudi men, and now we know there are thousands of Saudis who came to Syria and to the Kurdish areas with that ideology. It didn't happen overnight. They didn't invent it in Syria, and that's why that ideology should be the target of international condemnation where it originated in Riyadh and in Saudi Arabia. But it is a shame, and the whole world is sitting and watching as these minorities are being slaughtered and made refugees all over the region.
Well, Dr. Al-Omari, speaking of the source of this ideology, we have seen Saudi Arabia take part in this so-called U.S.-led coalition against ISIL and even condemn the ideology that ISIL claims to propagate. Do you think that Saudi Arabia is repenting, or do you think that's just lip service?
It's a double game that the Saudi regime has played over the years. They played the same game when they sent the jihadis to Afghanistan, and then when they returned to Saudi Arabia, they killed them off, basically thousands of them, and jailed the rest of them. So they prepare them with this jihadi ideology when it's convenient for the West and for the Saudi royal family, and the way they send them to Syria. And then when they start to become a problem, they bring the United States to fight them, as they did in Iraq and now in Syria. It's a double game. And unfortunately, Turkey is involved in the same nasty game. They condemn ISIS. On the other hand, they allowed them to pour into Syria, knowing exactly what they are about to do.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. Dr. Nasir Al-Omari, writer and political commentator, joining us from New York via Skype. Dr. Al-Omari, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.